morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donnellyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
Socialism, whatever we've tried, doesn't work. Is that correct? So now, Jesus has to come. But when the Antichrist comes, he's going to make one currency. You know why? Control. Control. Because if you don't like what he's doing, I can flip on the plane and go to Europe and use a euro dollar. No, you can't. It's all the same currency. One currency and cut you off like that. Just like that. It's coming. Oh, he's going to come in and he's going to say, hey, guys, I'm going to get you 7 years of peace. Let's sign the peace accord with Israel and the Muslim nations. And he's going to say, okay. And after 3 years, he's going to say, hey, let's build the temple. And they're going to say, that's how I believe he's going to get it, by getting them to be able to build the temple. He'll get that first thing. It's going to probably take them 3 years to build the temple, the third temple. And then in the third year, he's going to go into the temple in Jerusalem, and he's going to say, I am God. And then hell is going to be let loose. We're not going to be here. Isn't that cool? We're not going to be here. Amen. But you know, I'm thankful to God that he said it's not appointed for the children of God to face the wrath of God. That's going to be the wrath of God. People think 9/11 was God's judgment. Give me a break. Knocking down two buildings. The Bible says in the end times, when it goes crazy, people are going to cry, let the mountains fall on me. So we need to be thankful. God's taking care of us. God's going to take care of us in the tribulation. We're not going to be here. Amen. God's going to take care of us for all of eternity. You're not going to need for anything. You're not going to have to work to the bone to get yourself a living. He's going to be your living. You're going to walk. There's going to be rivers of glory, waves of glory and rivers of life. It's going to be amazing. It's all God. Say, it's all God. All right, Psalm 16:11. Look at this very quickly. Psalm 16:11 says, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. So where's all the blessings? In his presence. At his right hand. Is that correct? Well, how do I get into his presence? Come into his courts with praise and thankfulness and thanksgiving. It's easy. So we can just turn it around and become grateful, thankful people. Thank God for what you got. Stop looking at what you don't got. Look at what you do have. And then if you don't have something, you need something, thank God for the fact that he's given it to you. And then you will get it. If you've got a court case coming up and you want God's favor on your life, thank God now, even though the court case is in 3 months' time. Thank God now. Thank you, Father, that the favor is mine and it goes my way. And begin to thank him and watch what happens. Can you say amen? And so if the pleasures are at God's right hand forevermore, that's where I want to be. I want to hang out in the kingdom up there with God. Amen. Philippians 4. Look at this. Verse 6. You all know this. He says, be careful or be anxious. Another word is anxious. For nothing. But in everything. Not for everything. In everything. What? By prayer and supplication. In other words, you talk to God with what? With thanksgiving. There it is again. Let your request be made known unto God. Well, what is that going to do? He's going to take care of it. Why? Because I've asked him and I'm thankful that he's done it. I mean, be careful for nothing. Don't be anxious for anything. You know, my daughter's now 11. And when I let her go on her first date when she's 35, I'm not going to sit. That's a small joke. I'm not going to sit up all night. I'm sure you said that as well. You said, of course. She got such beautiful daughters. My goodness, look at you. You look like you just found the fountain of youth yourself, young lady. But listen, I'm not going to sit up at night scared and anxious and worried that my daughter's gone out. I believe God. I'm going to learn to believe God. I'm not going to lose sleep. Yeah, you're saying, yeah, wait. Okay, well, I had a situation not long ago where I guarantee if I had gone to the doctor, it would have been cancer all over my body. I said, I'm not going to even be bothered by this trash. And I went on the mighty fight for 2.5 weeks. Here I am, as healthy as can be. I'm not going to allow myself to be worried, to be overly concerned. Now, it's okay to concern yourself with issues, but to be worried and to be scared and or, no. Amen. So he says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer, Father, I thank you, Lord, like Jesus said, that you've heard me. I thank you with prayer and thanksgiving. Why did he tell you to do that? Because you'll get your answer. So I'm not going to be anxious because anxiety shows no faith. Oops.
Accredited academic excellence. Peaceful environment. Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive team sports. Chapel and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy, now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
When I'm anxious and I'm full of anxiety and I'm chewing my nails, it's showing you don't believe the prayer you prayed. Ooh, Pastor, now you're stepping on our toes. But it's the truth. I mean, he's either God or he's not. Is that correct? He is either who he says he is or he's not who he says he is. So I'm going to make a decision. If he's not who he says he is, well, we're not saved. There you go. We're done. Is that right? But he is who he says he is. And if he is who he says he is, because I am saved. If he is who he says he is, well, then surely he'll do what he said he'll do. So when I pray, he says, with thanksgiving. He says, when you pray, believe you receive it and you'll have it. I mean, all over the Bible. So if that's the case, well then, I pray for something. Now I've got to believe I got something. So I say, thank you for the something that I haven't yet got. So I'm thankful for something I haven't got yet. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. So I've got to be thankful before I get it. And if I'm going to be thankful, I've got to be grateful. Amen. It's right. Is that right, Pastor Joe? Okay. Look at the... And I believe thanksgiving is the most important part of your prayer. I really believe it is. Because it's easy to ask. Lord, Daddy, help I need. But then to say, thanks I got. That is the most difficult part of the prayer. And the most important part. They didn't show Jesus' prayer before that. He just prayed, Father, I thank you that you've heard me. We know he prayed for Lazarus to be raised. Thank you that you've heard me. I'm telling you, in thanksgiving demonstrates faith. Amen. Amen. Oh, well, thank you, sir. Thanksgiving demonstrates faith. Amen. Okay, so now look at 1 Thessalonians 5. I'm not going much longer. I always say that. This is the first landing. The seatbelt sign has come on. All right, 1 Thessalonians. Look, in everything give thanks. Now, let me just ask you this. Does it say in or for? In. So if you got cancer, does it say because of cancer be? No. He said in everything give thanks. In other words, if you got cancer, give thanks. Am I thanking God for the cancer? No. I'm thanking God for my prayer being answered for the healing. Amen. So it's in the midst of the worst situation in a person's life, I give thanks because the answer is already mine. The blessing is already mine. He said in Ephesians 1:3, he said that God has already blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Already, every blessing is mine. So if it's already mine, I better be a thankful person if I want to get it. So he says, in everything, Everyone say, in everything. I will give thanks. Now, you're not thanking Him for the problem. You're thanking Him for the solution. Stop looking at the problem. Start looking at the solution. You know what the problem is? The problem is what the problem is. You know what the solution is? God. You look at God, and the solution to the problem is already there. When Abraham went up the mountain, he was going to kill Isaac. The solution was already there. He said, God will supply Himself a ram. Amen. He sent it up the hill the day before. Your blessing's been there for 2,000 years. It's already been there. Your ram in the thicket is already there. When Abraham was going to kill Isaac, remember? And he lifted his hand up and God said, don't do it. And he didn't do it. He stopped just before he killed Isaac. And he looked over there and there was, meh, little ram caught in the thicket. Up a mountain. Where no other ramby-pambies were. Just one little dude, all by himself. And you think you're alone. You think God doesn't know how to get it to you. You think He doesn't know how to restore your marriage. You think He doesn't know how to get your kids from an ADD situation. You think the Lord doesn't know how to get you the finance. You think that you have to rely on the bank in order to get the mortgage changed in order to survive. You don't know God. God, we thank You, God. Now watch here. He says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. Wait a minute now. What? Hold on now. Now you're getting pushy. Now you're telling me that your desire, your will, that thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Wow, I prayed that prayer so many years, and I never even knew He wanted me to be thankful. Do you see that? For this is the will of God. This is the will of God. Do you know 1 John 5:14 says this? This is a confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us and He gives us what we asked for. Right? In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. It's His will. So when I pray and I'm thankful, I know I get whatever I need. I mean, come on. Let's just look at this one more time. God is either God or He's not God. If He's not God, we're not saved. If He is God, we are saved. And if He is God, that's true. Now watch what He says. He clarifies this. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning Pastor Jerry. Concerning the disciples, the apostles. No, concerning who? All of you. All of us. This is God's will for each and every one of us in this room today. In the midst of the circumstance, in the midst of the trial, in the midst of the blessing, give thanks. Give thanks at all times. It's His will for you. But I just got fired. Give thanks. But she just left me. Give thanks. Someone said double thanks. No.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.